Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. I'm Randy Van. My guest today is Beth Andrew. She is the Executive Director of Quakerdale Family Services, Wolf Ranch, and Whiskers and Manes. And yes, she is very busy with all three of those duties. Beth, thanks for spending time with us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to be here.
So explain now, long time, well, maybe not so long ago, but a while back, Quakerdale had a youth services facility here in Jasper County that has since closed. And just kind of explain with people who might not be aware of what your services are, what you can do for folks in Jasper County.
Sure. I was actually a part of that original Quakerdale that was in Jasper County there with the youth shelter. So we offer a variety of services, but I want to give you a little context first.
Okay.
We became our own nonprofit, Quakerdale Family Services, in 2018. So the larger Quakerdale organization that had the residential programs and the shelters and things like that for youth, they became a foundation.
Okay.
So we are still a part of that, and we still, meaning we get funding through the foundation, and great news, the facility that we're at, the Wolf Ranch, we are purchasing that property from the foundation. So it will now be Quakerdale Family Services wholly. We will own it. So all of that being said, we continue to provide in-office traditional talk therapy. We also provide equine therapy, which there's a draw for that, definitely a draw for that. And then we also do some in-home services, and that is our functional family therapy program. And that program is specifically, if folks are not wanting to travel over to Marshalltown for services, that program is also serving Jasper County specifically. So that's something that is good to know. We're working ranch, so that means we have horses on property, and we actually own horses and we board horses, and we also do riding lessons, and we do camps. One other thing that I want to mention, Whiskers and Manes, people may be wondering what that is. It is actually a cat lounge, and we partner with the Animal Rescue League of Iowa for adoptable cats, and people can come and hang out with cats in the lounge. And I'm going to say, if people are allergic to cats and you can't go into the lounge, that's okay, because we have an observation area where you can just watch the cats. One other piece to that that I think is kind of funny, and this is a thing. I am certified now to provide, in addition to the equine therapy that I do, I can do cat therapy. So we have been doing therapy sessions in our cat lounge, interacting with the cats. So that gives people a different opportunity that they may be hesitant because horses are so big.
Yeah.
Cats, they're little. We can handle that. So,
and not quite as intimidating, are they?
They're not. And so, you know, animals heal. And that's one of the things that I'm wanting to continue, and our board is wanting to continue, is to bring people and animal together to heal and grow.
Now, are you open to anyone, or you have to get referred to you? And obviously your facility, we haven't said it yet, but it's up in Marshalltown.
It is up in Marshalltown. I apologize.
That's fine.
Actually, anybody can come and get services with us. They just need to call us, email, you know, send a message, get it out to us, and we will get packets out to people, and we will see what would be the best fit for, you know, that particular family individual.
Okay. Now, you did mention that there was an opportunity, if they didn't want to have to go to Marshalltown, here in Jasper County. Where is that done at?
That is done in the family's homes.
Okay. Gotcha. So you can come, if need be, to them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And as far as the cat therapy has to be very unique, but is the equine therapy very unique too? How many other places in Iowa do that?
You know, I'm not sure of the exact number. I know that there are several.
Are there? Okay.
And it's becoming more widespread and more popular because there's been more evidence supporting the reliability and the success of the equine therapy. For a long time, it was frowned upon, but they're actually seeing the great benefits that you can derive from doing it. Traditional talk therapy doesn't work for everybody. So, I mean, this is experiential. You're down in the dirt, you're with the animal, and you are really having to work, and the horse is making you work, making you be honest with yourself so you can learn quicker and you can start healing quicker.
And it takes some of the focus off you and you know, in an individual situation, you and the person you're talking to are right there. This kind of has something else, a little buffer in there that maybe might help you open up and, you know,
sure.
do something
sure.
like that. Yeah. And how's the best way to find out more information and get in contact with you folks?
Sure. You can find us on our Facebook, or well, on our Facebook page, absolutely. And it is Quakerdale Family Services at the Wolf Ranch. And we also have a Wolf Ranch of Quakerdale Facebook page. And we have a Whiskers and Manes at the Wolf Ranch Facebook page. We also have our website, so you can search those same things and find our websites. And then you can also call us at 641-752-3912.
All right. Appreciate your time again today.
Thank you very much.
Beth Andrew is our guest today on Let's Talk Newton, Executive Director of Quakerdale Family Services, Wolf Ranch, and Whiskers and Manes. I'm Randy Van. It is today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. We encourage you to take the short drive down Highway 14 to see some of the best dirt track racing around at the sprint car capital of the world. If you miss any of our Let's Talk Newton programs, you can find them online daily at niakrls.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcast. Again, that's today's Let's Talk Newton.